Lecture 9, Color Vision and Pigments, Full Script Part 3. Two Butterflies. Same Family, Pieridae. Cabbage White, Leucopterin Crystals in the Wing Scales. The pterin itself absorbs UV and is nearly colorless to us, the white is broadband scattering, like milk or snow. Clouded Sulfur, Xanthopterin, absorbs violet, reflects yellow. Same Chemical Family, different pterin, different color. Both synthesized de novo from GTP, no dietary requirement. Now the exotic ones. You already know porphyrins, heme in your blood, chlorophyll in every leaf. What's remarkable is when evolution co-opts these ancient metabolic molecules for display. Turicos have turicin, a copper-containing porphyrin. The only organocopper pigment in vertebrates. Genuinely crimson. Genuinely water-soluble, the old legend says you can wash it off in the rain. And owls deposit copper-porphyrin 3 in their flight feathers. Under UV it fluoresces bright pink. Ornithologists use UV flashlights to age owls in the field by reading the molt pattern from the fluorescence gradient. We'll look for the absorption signature on Wednesday with the X50. Now look back at what we've covered. Carotenoids, yellow, orange, red. Melanins, yellow, brown, black. Pterins, white, yellow, red. Porphyrins, red, green. Where is blue? Almost every blue you see in nature, blue jays, morpho butterflies, blue poison frogs, is structural, not pigmentary. Grind the tissue and the blue vanishes. True blue pigments in vertebrates are vanishingly rare. The mandarin fish is one of only two known vertebrates with a true blue pigment. Why? Remember the key rule, longer conjugation absorbs at longer wavelengths. To appear blue, a pigment must absorb red and orange selectively, but stop before it absorbs everything. Too short, you absorb violet, you look yellow. Just right, you absorb red only, you look blue. Too long or too irregular, you absorb broadly, you look brown or black. The blue window is a tiny bullseye between easy orange and easy black. Most biological conjugated systems overshoot into broad absorption long before they reach selective red-only absorption. This figure shows the absorption landscape. The blue window is that narrow band between the medium conjugation pigments and the extended polymer absorbers. Landing there with a biological chromophore requires precise molecular engineering that evolution rarely achieves. Evolution's solution, don't try. Make blue with nanostructure instead. Scattering and interference, not absorption. That's Lecture 10. Last pigment slide. This is the Demo 3 payoff. You saw this. One molecule, the anthocyanin from red cabbage, produces five different colors depending on pH. Red at acid. Pink. Purple at neutral. Blue-green. Yellow-green at base. What's changing? pH alters the protonation state of the chromophore, which changes the effective conjugation length, which shifts the absorption peak. Same atoms. Different electronic geometry. The broader lesson, a pigment is not a fixed color. It is a molecular function that generates color in context. Protein environment, pH, metal coordination, solvent, all modulate the spectrum. This is true for every pigment class we've discussed today. Dietary versus synthesized. Carotenoids are honest because they're costly to acquire. Melanins are cheap to make but tightly regulated by MC1R. Pterins and porphyrins are synthesized and co-opted from metabolism. And blue breaks the rules because conjugation chemistry can't easily hit the narrow absorption window. Wednesday, Demo 4. Bring your object. Thursday, structural color, how organisms make the blues, greens, and silvers that pigments can't. Last activity. Turn to your neighbor. Color vision uses opponent channels, red versus green, blue versus yellow. Subtraction. Cancellation. Does the brain do this for other senses? Hearing, if you play 440 Hz and 880 Hz at the same time, do they cancel? Blend into a new sound? Or do you hear both? What would opponent hearing even mean? Taste, if you mix sweet and bitter, do they cancel to neutral? Do you taste both? Is sweet the opposite of bitter the way red is the opposite of green? And then add smell, is there such a thing as an opposite odor? What would be the opposite of vanilla? Which senses use opponent-like cancellation, and which use pattern identity instead? Discuss. The answer, hearing mostly doesn't. It uses a place code, a tonotopic map, and thousands of independent frequency channels. There's inhibition for sharpening, but not to pull opponent axes. Taste does show opponent-like mixture suppression. Sweet reduces perceived bitterness and vice versa. Smell mostly doesn't. It uses combinatorial coding across 400 receptor types. There's no opposite of vanilla because odor space has no natural bipolar axes. The one-liner, color says, where am I between these two poles? Smell says, what identity does this pattern match? Opponency works for the first question and not the second. Flip your note card. Answer one of these three. 1. Carotenoids. Why can a sick bird not fake bright carotenoid plumage? Name the competing function. 2. MC1R. Explain how one amino acid change can produce a dramatically pale beach mouse. What molecular switch does MC1R control? 3. Synthesis. The bee sees a UV nectar guide you cannot. The anthocyanin changed color with pH. Both involve context dependence of color. What do they share conceptually, and at what different levels is this context dependence occurring? Hand it in on your way out. Wednesday, bring your colorful object. We will measure it.